And let's see, Bonnie's calling us from Edmonds. Hi, Bonnie. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Dr. Wright. And again, thank you for your service and the program. I listen to it every week, and I love it. I'm calling today because I've been a house painter and a landscaper for many years, and I had some, they look like pimples without heads on them, bit lumps in the palm of my hand, and I've got like six on each hand. And my doctor said that it was from heavy work and overusing the hands. So now it's starting to pull on the nerves in my fingers, so I can't close my fingers all the way. And she's suggesting hand surgery. I want to know your opinion on that.
Okay. Now, these lumps are they up near the finger joint, and that's why you can't flex
well,
the joint,
the
or
palm,
what?
In the middle of the palm of my hand, and they're affecting that. She says affecting the nerve. So if I stretch my fingers out, my hand out completely, I can feel it pulling, you know, in the palm. And they're hard little white nodules.
Hmm.
In the underneath the skin, of course.
I hear you there, ma'am. Now that's something that ordinarily. I'd be wanting to take a look at, and even if it did, I don't know if I'd be able to tell you exactly what they are. But did you say there's four or five on each palm?
Yeah, there's like they come in groups of two across the for the ring finger, and then the middle finger, and then the index finger. In fact, the index finger is now kind of sometimes gets a little stuck. You know, when I.
You said groups of two there, ma'am. Do you mean by that they're kind of lined up side by side with a little space in the middle?
Yes.
Okay. Now that's starting to sound like, you know, we do get what are called tendon sheath cysts. Those are bulgings out of the tendons, and it could be that you got them there. Now, sometimes surgery is the only thing to do if it's a tendon sheath cyst, but I don't know if I'd give up right away on it. Let's see, what else might one do if it happens to be a tendon sheath cyst? Now, sometimes they'll stick a little needle in them and drain them. Has that been tried?
Yeah, the doctor said she thinks that's beyond that. I guess I am going to be seeing a hand specialist in a week or so, and he may recommend that. But he also might recommend hand surgery because he did my carpal tunnel surgery. So, you know, they're kind of happy about surgery.
Oh, you had carpal tunnel, did you?
Yes, I did after falling and spraining my wrist skiing.
Okay, ma'am. All right. Just for the record, back in the 1970s and 80s, Dr. John Ellis was curing carpal tunnel, having people cure their own carpal tunnel with vitamin B6, 50 milligrams twice a day. No kidding, ma'am.
Vitamin B6?
Yes, and it worked, too. And it still works to this day, but not as well as it did back then. Dr. Gabe and I both noticed that. For Dr. Ellis, his patients, it worked nearly 100% of the time. Now it's about a 50-50 whether it works or not, but very fortunately, it doesn't hurt. But let's get back to these little lump guys or ladies, whichever they are. If they have fluid in them and they're fluid-filled cysts, they can be drained by a needle. The reason I'm asking that is that sometimes, and it is not 100%, ma'am, but sometimes if we drain one of those out and then we immediately start applying DMSO right over where the drainage was done, and if we want to keep it clean so it doesn't get infected, we can put a tiny bit of potassium iodide in there. Now, what does that do? Well, DMSO, according to a professor of pathology at the University of Michigan, which I did attend, DMSO has the unique capability of opening up the pores of cells so that bad material can go out easier and good repair material can come in easier. No kidding. So that's why when people have a bad bruise, if they put on DMSO lightly, just a light coating, every day, it heals in about two-thirds the time compared to people who don't do that. And by the way, that research has actually been done. So anyway, sounds like maybe you got tendon sheath cysts. I can't say without looking at them any more than that.
Right.
I would want to know if there's goo in them and if they can be drained without surgery. And if that's the case, then I'd say, okay, get them drained, and now let's start applying DMSO with maybe a tiny bit of potassium iodide to keep the whole area clear of germs.
Perfect, perfect. Because I'll have, you know, I can ask him to do that, and before we go to the surgery route. My question to you about the potassium iodide: when I go to Super Supplements, they have iodine derived from potassium iodide, but they don't have potassium iodide.
Okay, you can get pure potassium iodide at Tahoma Dispensary under the name of Bernard's Solution.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, one other quick question. I also have arthritis in my hands, of course, from all the work over the years. You know, and I try to take niacinamide and things of that nature, but they don't seem to help. So the doctor's given me pharmaceuticals, which work really well, but I don't want to take them on a permanent basis.
Okay, ma'am. Well, try. Really, remember you had carpal tunnel. And
yes.
Remember that still works, that the vitamin B6 that Dr. John Ellis published in his book still works about half the time. I work with people, when I'm working with people and we do a physical exam, which I always do because the body tells us so many things about itself, I'll always ask, how flexible are those fingers? Show me how flexible your fingers are. Every joint in the hands, how flexible is it? And if a person isn't terribly flexible, we'll put them on to Dr. Ellis's thing, except that these days what's available is called P5P, or pyridoxal 5-phosphate. It's the active form of vitamin B6, which wasn't available in Dr. Ellis's day.
Uh-huh.
And we'll tell them, well, you just hang in there because it's going to take you at least a month to 6 weeks to start noticing more flexibility. But that might help you a lot. And can it hurt? It very unlikely can hurt anything, ma'am.
Okay, so if I go to Super Supplements, do I just ask for vitamin B6? Is there a special?
No, ma'am. You got to ask for P5P, which is the
P5P. P5P.
Yeah, it's the initials for the active form of vitamin B6.
Okay, perfect. I know you said that. I didn't write it down. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Okay, have a good
day. Well, you have a good day, too.